In the run-up to next Sunday's Academy Awards, we've been speaking with writers nominated in the Best Adapted Screenplay category. This week, screenwriter Peter Strawn. He's nominated, along with Bridget O'Connor, for the film Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. It's a Cold War thriller that stars Gary Oldman as a spy looking for a double agent within the Circus. That's the nickname for Britain's intelligence service. The film draws from John le Carré's novel. It's a book that also inspired a popular TV miniseries in the 1970s. When we spoke with Peter Strawn earlier this month, he recalled the TV show's loyal following years before he had watched it himself.
I was very young when the TV series was on. I vaguely remember it. It was the kind of program that your fathers would watch and tell you to shut up or get out of the room. So we watched it again before we started the adaptation just once, and it's still brilliant. It's a brilliant, brilliant adaptation.
And the book, I mean, how much did you read that book?
Bridget and I both read the book long before, sort of years earlier, and loved it. And then when we got offered the job, obviously, we had to read it. And it was a bit like learning a piece of difficult piano music. You know, you had to practice at it every day in order to get the whole thing in your head.
We should mention Bridget is your wife, Bridget. You co-wrote the screenplay with her, but she passed away before the film was finished.
Yes.
When you watch the film, are there parts of it, dialogue, moments, scenes, that you look at and you say, ah, that is Bridget. That is her.
Yes. Just little things sometimes. There's a moment at the beginning of the film when Smiley's in retirement and he goes swimming at some outdoor ponds. And that was Bridget's idea, just to try and sum up a man who's been cast out, you know, and is reduced to this very lonely world. He's swimming with other old age pensioners, really, you know, swimming around him. There's lots of images like that were Bridget's idea.
I imagine your primary challenge as a screenwriter is to try to figure out how to condense this story into something that people can watch in 2 hours or less?
There were two challenges. One was to condense a very complicated plot, and the other one was to make sure that that wasn't all the film ended up being, you know, to put the humans into it, which is what makes the novel so great, I think. It's a very human story. It's a story about betrayal and about loyalty and these sort of heartbroken men that are the last of their breed, really, the men who'd fought in the Second World War with all that kind of moral certainty and now found themselves fighting a very different war. So we had to keep the emotional core there. So it was to do that, but also to try and keep the tone of the book, which has a lovely autumnal melancholy quality. So we couldn't just go plot point, plot point, plot point. We had to put space and air and let the thing breathe.
Did you have conversations with John le Carré?
We did, yeah. The sort of second meeting we had was with the director, and then we met with le Carré, who we knew was involved and sort of endorsed the project.
Thomas Alfredson, we should say, is the director. And how was the process? Because you were writing this with your wife, Bridget. Mm. Had you collaborated on other projects before with your wife?
We had. The first time we tried to work together, we literally tried to sit side by side at the keyboard and write dialogue together.
Ooh.
And that really didn't work.
The same keyboard or
the
adjacent?
Same keyboard.
Oh.
Foolishly, we tried to sit with the same computer and take turns to type, and that didn't work. We just ended up having lots of spats. So in the end, we realized that the way to do it was I would first draft one scene, Bridget would first draft another scene, and then we'd swap over and second draft each other's work, basically.
Can you give me an example of a scene that was particularly confounding for you, that you and your wife just couldn't get your head around how to translate this into something that would work in a movie?
There's a scene at the center of the book and of the film where Smiley tells his sort of junior colleague, Peter Gwillem, about the one time he met his archenemy, Carla, the head of the Russian Secret Services. It's quite a long scene in the book, and he talks about how he interrogated him in a cell in India. And the received wisdom was that we would have to go into a flashback and act that out, because it's always show, not tell in film. But it didn't feel right to us. So eventually, talking with Thomas, we said, well, what about if we don't? What about if we just have him sit there and give this long monologue?
I should have walked out, of course. But for some reason, it seemed important to save this one, so I go on. We're not so very different, you and I. We've both spent our lives looking for the weaknesses in one another's systems. Don't you think it's time to recognize there is as little worth on your side as there is on mine?
As you watch it as an audience member, it has a different pacing to it.
It's maybe my favorite scene in the film now as well, and I love Gary. And it took, you know, it took a very good actor to pull that off, to just to hold the scene.
others we've talked to who have adapted original works for film say, we're not trying to replicate the original.
Yeah.
I just imagine that's very difficult when there is this plot, and in your case, something that was so popular that there's such a following. Did you feel pressure to the fans of the book or the original television miniseries?
Yes. I said somewhere that, you know, the project sort of started in a state of fear, and it sort of did, but after a while you lose those nerves and you just start to immerse yourself in the work, you know, and in the world that you're creating.
And you are going to the Oscars? Not going to the Oscars?
I'm going to the Oscars, yeah. I'm going to go and I'm going to take my daughter.
Oh, good.
Who's 10, so she's very excited indeed.
Peter Strawn, along with the late Bridget O'Connor, wrote the screenplay for Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. The film is an Oscar nominee for Best Adapted Screenplay. Peter Strawn joined us from BBC Radio Sussex. Peter, thanks so much for talking with us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.